Congratulations on the win here, Coach. I don't know if
can I
yeah.
Say hello.
Hello.
All right, we got.
Hello.
All right, all there's right, the kids.
We got her hello there. All right. Yeah, it's a good night here, but I don't want to maybe exaggerate here too much, but I would say probably in your 7 years as a head coach, this might have been your team's best defensive performance.
It was phenomenal. Not very many possessions that we'll look back on and say that we were out of position or we weren't there. You know, there was two possessions, three possessions in the first half. 14 gets a little bit heated up, and we weren't there. But outside of that, our guards were really flying around, and that was huge for us because we changed our ball coverage, you know, our on-ball screen defense. So that it made it a little bit more challenging for them, but it allowed our post players to stay home. So if Tubbs was going to roll to the basket, and it really paid off for us tonight because we were able to get our hands on a lot of those that they tried to throw in there. You know, a lot by the off post player that was playing help defense was able to do that because the guards weren't getting downhill. So a credit to all of our guys because they did a great job executing a game plan that we put in yesterday.
But you guys never trailed in the game or tied it too early on. You go to big 10-2 run and kind of build that lead. And then really that 5:21 mark of the first half, you go up 19-8. You didn't have any turnovers in that first quarter. Didn't have any fouls in the first quarter as well. And they forced some turnovers on you in the second quarter and maybe a little foul trouble. Jackson along the way, all of a sudden they get hot. You mentioned Jones with 8 in a row there to pull to within 3 at the break. And a little reset time at the right time.
Yeah, the and, I mean, you go back and look at it. It was turnovers. I mean, the turnovers is what let them back in the game. With none in the first, and then we finished the half with around 6. And I think we only had about 2 turnovers in the first 3 minutes, so that means the last 3 minutes we had way too many. And they were unforced. They were just passes we were trying to thread a needle with, trying to slip it past somebody. And it doesn't matter if they're in a man or a zone. They're pretty collapsed. They you know, unless they're behind late, they don't typically come out there and start putting a lot of pressure on you. And we noticed that right away. So when they went to that man, we just got to be smarter taking care of the ball because, you know, we were pretty efficient with our offense throughout the game, except for that 3-minute spurt in the second quarter.
Well, and you got to love the effort from Eloy Reyes. He kind of took that game over in the third quarter when Jackson picked up his third foul.
He absolutely did, you know. And we've talked about this a number of times, is our guards playing on 2 feet when they get down into traffic. He had some really nice, you know, finishes inside after he had made multiple fakes and got people up and out of his way. And those are things that our guards are starting to do more of. We've got to have a little bit more consistency with it. But what a game by Eloy. You know, we kind of challenged those guys after Tuesday's game with 20-plus turnovers. You know, at some point in time, somebody's going to have to step up and take the reins as the point guard. Somebody that can get us into our offense despite pressure and kind of get everybody to relax. And I thought he was doing a great job, you know, getting open, being physical to get open. And then he got us into our stuff. You know, for the most part, he had a very, very good game. There's only a couple plays that he probably wants back. But, you know, we'll live with that because he had a heck of a game. And you know, we kind of fed off of him for a while. It was neat to see.
It felt like at times, as Sage Steckline tonight, his points came at some times when you guys were needing a basket or two.
Yeah, you know, we had called a play, and then they came up and kind of pressed us, which took us out of a little bit of it, and he catches it near half court and just kind of surveys what's going on, and next thing you know, he's downhill shooting a layup and gets an and one. So, you know, Sage, regardless if he scores a bunch or not, is going to make the right plays, and he's going to make very good decisions. Very few times you see him make a bad decision, and we needed, you know, him to continue that. I thought our post players really, I want them to be more physical and demanding when they're down there. And don't get me wrong, Tubbs is a strong kid and he's very athletic, but we have to go down there. And if it's Sage, I want him to get his legs a little bit wider and post up a little bit more physical because, you know, as long as he is, guys kind of slide around him. He's got to feel him and get a wide base and keep him away. So he's got very good footwork down there, really good moves. We saw that a time or two tonight. And just be a little bit more aggressive down there, and that'll go a long ways for us.
Absolutely. And You know, just and getting Avery Knoll for first time this year tonight. He made his presence felt early on, got that layup and or couldn't quite convert the three-point play, but to get there early on in game one of his season and make a presence known.
Yeah, that was, what, 5 seconds into him checking into the game? you know, Avery had such a great summer for us basketball-wise, and you know, there was a big part of him and myself and his parents that, you know, didn't know if they were going to get to watch him play, you know, a sport again, you know, as far as basketball and football went. So when he got cleared, you know, it was going to be after Christmas, and he said it felt really good and got the okay from mom and dad. Yeah. So I said I was ready to roll with it. But, yeah, he's just such a strong kid. He cuts hard. He finishes at the rim. He's a heck of a defender. He still doesn't listen to me a lot. I told our guys not to foul towards the end of the game, and he just gets too amped up, and he has to go for it and gets that foul.
Well, speaking of the fouls from him, I think he told me this summer, he said it a lot, but he wanted to break the school record of fouls. He had to catch up. He only had 3 though tonight.
Yeah, he's going to be disappointed in that for sure. But I gave him 2 fouls in a game he didn't play in just to help him. But he's definitely a guy that changes the game for us. It allows us to do a lot of different things, you know, on ball screens because he's so strong. Offensively, like I said, he finishes around there. He cuts well, and he's just got to play with a little bit of poise because, man, that kid is out there, and he's going 1,000 miles an hour, and he's not going to back down from anybody. And sometimes it costs him because he's not going to be pushed around by anybody.
No, he's not. Well, we've mentioned this before. This is a huge stretch for you, your next few games with Colby Goodland, Huguette, and Holcomb in succession right before the Sterling Invitational. You get that first win. That is huge. And now you go to Goodland on Tuesday night to a top 10 team in 3A. And I tell you what, they've got a deep bench of dudes.
Yes, they do. They're big. I mean, they take the floor. It's almost as if a JUCO team just walked in because they're big, they're athletic, they shoot. Manny's a great point guard for them that kind of leads the way. And they've got guys, you know, the Brumbaugh kid, the Mole kid, you know, and everybody on down the line. They're not afraid to shoot. They play with a lot of confidence. From what I've seen, they press quite a bit. So we're going to have to take, you know, we're going to be advantageous, you know, against that press when we have the opportunities. When we don't, I thought tonight was a huge step forward in our growth as a team who shows a little bit of poise. You know, in the first quarter, they ran that 1-3-1 zone. Mm-hmm. And I don't think we took one forced shot. You know, it was just we were moving it around and waiting until the defense broke down to get our look. You know, so I thought we did a good job with that. We did a good job of wasting a little time late when it was about an 8-point, 9-point game. This was a huge growing opportunity for us, and our guys, you know, met that challenge and did a great job.
Congratulations on the win, Coach. 6-0 on the year here with one more game before Christmas break here, and we'll see you up in Goodland on Tuesday.
All right, thanks, Adam.